我们现在要继续思想这希伯来书第一章里面的信息。
We want to continue to meditate upon the message to be found in the first chapter of Hebrews.
我们打开希伯来书第一章。
Let us turn to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
我们一同来念第九节、第八节、第九节。
Let us read verse 8 and verse 9 together.
我再念第七节。有第八、第九节，请你们一同来念。论道子却说：“上帝啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国度是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以上帝就是你的上帝，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。”一同来念哈，我念第七，由你们念第八、第九。论道使者又说：“上帝封为使者。”以火焰为仆役，第八、第九一同来念。论道子却说：“上帝啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国度是正直的，你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以上帝就是你的上帝，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。”我们读经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求主你赐福今天晚上这一段的时间。用主真理的圣灵来帮助我们，使我们对你的圣子、你的圣徒、我们的主、我们的上帝，就是第二位格三位一体的上帝，我们更深入的认识，更正确的认识，更深入的爱，更永恒的爱。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们把我们的理性，就是你所创造使我们可以明白真理的理性带到你的面前。愿你启示真理的圣灵在我们心中自由运行，用你启示的道光照我们的思想，使我们归向你，我们的心更与你合而为一。主啊，你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，求主垂听，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求的，阿门。
阿门。
我前三天，这三天以来在菲律宾讲道。
For the past three days, I've been preaching in the Philippines.
到了第二天的时候
，By the second day,
突然整个身体病得乱七八糟。
Suddenly, I was taken ill.
我甚至呢，在菲律宾的地方呢，要穿五件衣服才上台。
I had to wear five layers of clothing before I can approach the pulpit.
人家在台上呢看不见。
And those people cannot see from where they sit.
在整条路到会场的时候，我眼睛一秒钟都不能睁开。
On the journey to the place of worship, I couldn't even open my eyes.
当我到了会场的时候
，After I've arrived at the place,
我还是不能睁开眼睛。
I still couldn't open my eyes.
我甚至不相信我能讲一句话。
I didn't believe that I could speak a single sentence.
但是当他们把时间交给我的时候
，But when they give the time over to me,
我就上去像平常一样，每一句尽我的力量勉强把它讲出来。
I approached the pulpit and with all my strength I preached.
讲了差不多三十六分钟的时候
，After about 36 minutes，
我把那一天的布道的信息就讲完了。
I finished the preaching sermon that day.
我马上回到旅馆去。
And I returned back to the hotel.
一直躺着，三餐不能吃饭。
I couldn't eat at all and I just lay down there.
我相信那个时候我的心是跳了128到130几。
I believe my pulse rate will probably be about 120 to 130.
整个房间的冷气都关掉了。
I turned off all the air conditioning.
还是怕冷怕得很厉害。
But still, I was very cold.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
我无论如何要把神的工作做清楚。
No matter how I'm going to fulfill the work that God has given to me.
甚至死在台上也应该的。
Even if I should die on the pulpit, this should be it.
神的道比人的生命还更要。
Because the word of God is more important than the life of man.
要把上帝所托付的工作尽心竭力把它做清楚。
So we must give up our best to the work that the Lord has given to us.
昨天晚上开始有一点好。
And I started to recover last evening.
今天我比较好一点，可以流一点汗了。
And today I'm a little bit better and started to perspire.
今天晚上可以回到你们中间与你们见面。
So this evening I'm back here together with you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天要与大家思想基督的国度、基督的宝座。
And today we want to meditate upon the kingdom of Christ and His throne.
我们上次谈到了上帝以风为仆人，以火为仆役。
And last time we met, we said that God makes His angels winds and His servants flames of fire.
在那里给我们教导，我们侍奉主的人要像风、像火一样，在神的手中被主使用。
The lesson we learn is that those of us who want to serve God must be like the wind and fire to be used in the hands of God.
风是看不见的， 但是是实实在在的一个力量。
The wind is something that's invisible, but it's a strength that is truly there.
火是看得见的，虽然它没有固定的形式。
But fire is visible, although it does not have a fixed moment.
它却可以烧尽一切。
But at the same time, it's able to burn up everything.
无论多大的东西放在火里面，都会变成形小，慢慢就直灭了。
It doesn't matter how big an object is, if you put it in the middle of a flame, it will reduce its size and so
on. 火是吞噬的。
And fire will swallow you up.
当希伯来书有一节圣经提到我们的上帝乃是烈火的时候。
When the book of Hebrews mentioned that our God is like a burning flame.
同样一节圣经英文的翻译说 ,Our God is a consuming fire.
In the English translation, God is described as consuming in fire.
烧烈的火。
It's a fire that will burn and destroy.
火是发光的一个源头。
Fire is a source of light.
火是烧烈的一个力量。
And fire is a strength which is strong.
火与风来到的时候。
When fire comes with the wind.
我们不知道要怎么样去躲避。这两个很大的力量。
We do not know how we can escape these two great strengths.
所以神用他的仆人，就用风、用火来表示他是怎样使用他们。
And when God uses His servants, He uses the fire and the wind to represent how He's going to use them.
我们在上帝的教会、上帝的工作里面。
And in the church of God and in the ministry of God.
我们就缺乏看见有火、有风记号的神的仆人。
Today we are lacking in the servants of God which carries these two marks of the fire and the wind.
我盼望再次神兴起新一代的青年人群。
I hope that the Lord will raise another generation of young people.
如同风一样在神的手里。
So that they will be like the wind in the hands of God.
如同火一样在神的手里。
In a, like fire in the hands of God.
上帝以风为使者，以火为仆役。
Because God makes His angels wind and His servants flames of fire.
上帝差遣他们的时候。
When God sends them out.
他们就如风吹起来一样。
They are like the wind blowing across the
land. 如火烧起来一样。
They are like a fire burning us up.
没有人可以抗拒。
And no one can oppose them.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
但是在第七节提到风与火的时候，
But when verse 7 mentioned about the wind and the fire,
给我们看见一个变幻的形象。
It tells us an imagery that is always changing.
给我们看见一个不长的景色。
It shows us an unchanging visionary.
但是第八节告诉我们，基督与仆人们之间的关系不是如此。
But in verse 8, it tells us the relationship between Christ and the servants are not like that.
神的仆人何等伟大。
The servant of God is great.
他们是变幻无常的。
They are always changing.
他们是不来不去的。
And they move from places to places.
他们的时代世代中间是可有可无的。
From generations to generation, they may or may not exist.
以利亚是火的先知。
Elijah is the prophet of fire.
不是每个时代都需要以利亚。
But not every generation needs an Elijah.
施洗约翰是像风的先知。
John the Baptist was the prophet of wind.
不是每个时代有像约翰的风一样。
But not every generation will have a John the Baptist.
因为这些神的仆人，无论何等有能力，何等伟大，他们不过是暂时的而已。
No matter how powerful these prophets of God's word, they were only temporal.
耶稣基督却与所有神的仆人是不一样的。
But Jesus Christ was different than all other servants of God.
因为他是永永远远的。
Because he is eternal.
所以第七节把神仆人的记号的暂时性提出来。
So verse 7 tells us the temporal marks of the servant of God.
第八节就把神的儿子的永恒性也提出来。
But verse 8 in contrast tells us that the Son of God is eternal.
所以我们这里看见的就是呢，基督与所有他的仆人们在职上面的一个比较。
So we see a qualitative comparison between Christ and all God's servants.
论到职说了什么话呢？
But about the Son, he says in verse 8.
上帝啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。
Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever.
你的国度是正直的。
And righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom.
这句话原是从诗篇第45篇第六节提出来的。
This is originally taken from Psalms 45, verse 6.
也就是说，在以色列要高丽他们王的时候，就要用这一节的圣经来做他们 高丽尼所用的圣经的词句。
And this is a verse used for the coronation of Israelite kings.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为以色列的君王是神自己所命定的。
Because the king of Israel is given by God.
所以这些君王是替天行事。
So these kings actually fulfill the commandment of God.
是神自己所设立的。
And God established the kingdom.
管理神的子民。
They rule over the people of God.
他们的权柄。就代表了神的权柄。
So their authority represents the authority of God.
他们的命令就代表了神的命令。
And their commandment represented the commandments of God.
而当以色列的君王被设立起来的时候
，So when the king of Israel was established,
祭司们要吩咐他们
，The priest will give them a commandment.
你要把律法书放在你的身边。
You must put the book of law beside you.
把上帝的道放在你的膀臂上。
And the word of God upon your arms.
把上帝的律法放在你的头上。
And the law of God upon your forehead.
系在你的衣襟上。
And wrap it around your clothes.
这就表示他们所做的要照着神宝座所命定的去做。
This means that everything that they do must be in accordance to the commandments of God.
他们的权柄，他们的法则，他们的权。他们行使权柄的命令都要照着神的权柄神的法则神的命令去做
Their authority and their rules and their laws must all be in accordance to the commandment of eternal God
如果一个君王本身不明白上帝的法令
And so if a king himself does not understand the laws of God
他怎么可以代表神
How can he represent God
如果一个君王自己没有学习上帝的律法
If a king does not learn about the laws of God
他要怎么样为国来定法律呢
How can he establish the rule of law in his kingdom
如果一个君王自己没有顺服神的主权
If the king himself does not submit to the sovereignty of God
他怎么可以靠着神的权柄来治理他的百姓
How can he rule his people by the authority of God
所以呢这一节圣经就变成了按理高丽神所立的王在这个建立的时候用的名词的诗词
And so this verse is used for the coronation of the king to anoint him
那么这一段的圣经在希伯来在这个诗篇第十五四十五篇第六节里面有几种不同的翻译
There are many different explanation for 45th Psalm verse 6
有的意思不是很清楚的
Some explanation is not very clear
就是神啊你的宝座
Some says God your throne.
或者你是神的宝座
Or you are the throne of God.
在这里提到耶稣基督身上的时候
But when it is referred to the Son,
就把基督当作是神来称呼了
It refers to Christ as God himself.
所以上帝啊
So, O God.
论到圣子的时候就直接称他为上帝啊
The verse says about the Son, the word O God is used.
你的宝座是永永远远。
Your throne will last forever and ever.
虽然你的仆人像风像火一样他们是暂时的。
Although your servants were like the wind and the fire, they are temporal.
你的先知们有多大的能力多大的作为他们如同风如同火是变幻无常的。
No matter how mighty your prophets were, they were like fire and wind, they are changing.
只有你的宝座是永远的。
Only your throne is forever and ever.
你的宝座是安定在天地。
Only your throne is established in heaven.
你的宝座是没有改变。
Only your throne will never change.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这里就给人从历史的耶稣看到永恒的基督那种信仰的建立。
And so we establish our faith from the historical Christ to see the eternal Christ.
Historical Jesus.
From historical Jesus to see the eternal Christ.
什么叫做历史的耶稣呢
What does the historical Jesus mean?
就是那一位曾经活在地上33年半的那一个人。
This refers to that person who lived on earth for 33 and a half years.
如果你对他的认识
If you understand and know him.
不是从伯利恒一直到各个他的认识的话
You only know him from Bethlehem all the way to Calvary
那你最多就看见一个伟大的人
All you see is a great person
一个大有道德的宗教家
A person who has great ethics, a religious leader
一个有牺牲精神的道德家
A person who has a sacrificial spirit in him
一个满有爱心的高尚的人格
A great character who has compassion
历史历代可以做我们最好模范的一个人
And from generation to generation we can model after him
有人说这是一个完全的人
Some people say he's a perfect human being
这是道德里面最高的模范
Ethically speaking he's the greatest example
这是人格里面最高可想象的理想
And this is the greatest ideal in human character
圣像德国的大科学家 这学家 Immanuel Kant 讲的话。
And this is like what Immanuel Kant, a German theologian, says.
他说我们人类应当面向最高的善、最高的理想来去前进。
He says that human beings ought to go for the highest good and the highest ideal.
这个最高的善呢，用哲学的名词，拉丁文就叫做 summum bonum。
In Latin phrase, it means summum bonum.
我们应当向着 summum bonum 来前进。
That means we ought to move towards this ideal and this goal.
但是他继续讲一句话。
But he continued.
我们不得不要承认。
But we have to recognize.
在我们还没有达到那一点以前。
Before we reach this ideal.
历史上有一个拿撒勒人曾经在那里。
In history, the man of Nazareth has already reached that point.
他就是讲到耶稣基督。
He's referring, of course, to Jesus Christ.
历史上的耶稣。
The historical Jesus.
曾经有过这么高的表现。
He has such great expression.
有过这么完美的人格。
And such perfect character.
有过这么伟大的本性。
And such great essence and character.
可以成为我们每一时代最好最高的模范。
So much so that he's the highest example for us in all generations.
但是我们对基督的认识只不过是如此吗？
But is this all we know about Jesus Christ?
如果我们对基督的认识只不过是这样而已的话，
If our knowledge of Christ is confined only to this area,
那么你就不明白什么叫做他的宝座是永远的。
Then you truly do not understand what the Bible means when it says his throne is forever.
因为基督在地上的时候没有给我们看见他与宝座有什么关系。
Because when Christ lived on earth, he did not give us any expression of his relationship between himself and the throne.
基督没有生在王宫。
Jesus was not born in a palace.
基督死的时候也没有做过君王。
And when he died, he was not a king.
虽然在地上有人曾经要按他做王，他抗拒。
Although people wanted to elect him as king, but he refused.
当耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章把五千个人，这个男人给他养活的时候。
When Jesus fed the 5,000 in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John,
五饼二鱼来分给五千个人。
With five loaves and two fish,
他们就要高他做王。
And all of them wanted to anoint him as king.
他们拥护他做王。
And they all wanted him to be king.
甚至说他去推离他们到山上去祷告。
And the Bible says that he retreated from them and meditated on the mountains.
也是拒绝地上的王位。
And Jesus rejected the kingdom on earth.
所以他在世界上的这一段日子，
so for the time he has lived on earth,
他没有生在王宫，
he was not born in a palace.
他没有坐上王位，
he did not ascend the throne.
他死的时候也没有王的记号。
And when he died, he did not have the mark of a king.
如果你在历史上的耶稣来认识他的道德而已，
so if you only understand the ethics of Jesus in a historical sense,
你就没有办法明白希伯来书作者这一节的圣经的意义。
You cannot understand this true meaning in this verse in Hebrews.
这里是论到子学说。
And about the Son, he says,
上帝啊，
your throne of God,
你的宝座是永永远远的，
will last forever and ever.
这里要我们知道的是什么呢？
What does this verse want us to know?
让我们认识基督，从他的神性来认识他。
He wants us to know Jesus Christ through his divinity.
只有透过基督的人性，我们只能看见他道德的伟大。
So the humanity of Jesus, we can see his great ethics.
但是通过基督的神性，我们才看见他永永远远的宝座。
But through the divinity of Jesus Christ, we can see his eternal throne.
这一位曾经做人的，乃是那永远的上帝。
This person who was once a human being is the eternal God.
这位曾经做人的，乃是那创造天地、要审判万有的主宰。
This person who once was a human being is the creator of God who will one day judge all things.
所以在以赛亚书第九章就清楚地告诉我们，
So Isaiah chapter 9 tells us clearly,
有一个孩子为我们而生，
There will be a son born for us.
有一个婴孩赐给我们，
A child will be given unto us.
他的名字叫做奇妙，
His name will be called marvelous.
他的名字 wonderful.
Wonderful.
他的名字叫做测试 Counselor.
He will be Counselor.
他的名字叫做全能的神。
He will be Almighty Keep God.
他的名字叫做永在的父。
And he will be Eternal Father.
他的名字叫做和平的君王。
And his name will be King of Peace.
这五个名字加起来，
When you add all these five names together,
有神性的那一位才可以被称为是如此。
Only a divine person can be addressed in this way.
世界的君王都是因战争胜利而做王的。
And all the kings of the earth come about by victory in battles. And because of wars, they are able to establish a kingdom.
The
And so all the kings of the world cannot be considered as king of peace. No one can be called the mighty God. No one can be considered as the everlasting father. Who is this person who is called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace?
他是谁?
He is God.
但是他变成一个婴孩,
but he became a child.
就是一个赐给我们的婴孩,
a child that has been given to us.
是一个给我们的一个儿子,
a son that has been given to us.
这个生下来的儿子, 这个赐给我们的婴孩就是那位有神性的那一位。
And this child that has been given to us, born to us, is one with divinity in him.
就是耶稣基督。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以在基督里面,
so in Christ,
我们可以认识神与人的关系。
We can understand the relationship between God and man.
当你透过神性看基督的时候,
so through divinity, when we look at Christ,
你就不是认识一位历史上的宗教家。
Then you will realize that Christ is not a religious leader in history.
你认识一位道成肉身的上帝。
You will know a God who is God incarnated.
这就是神在人间。
And this is God with us.
上帝披戴了肉身。
And God came with a human body.
上帝住在人的中间。
And God lived among us.
上帝与我们同在。
And God is with us.
这个叫做以马内利。
And this is what Emmanuel means.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亲爱的朋友,
dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这位基督他是有国度的。
This Christ has a kingdom.
而我们就是他国度的子民。
And we are the people of his kingdom.
所以透过基督的神性来认识他的宝座的时候,
so when we understand the throne of Christ through his divinity,
就是要你清楚知道, 你在这个权柄里面是应当顺服他的。
We will know that we ought to submit to him within his authority.
你认识的每个人，从认识基督是绝对不一样的。
It's absolutely different matter when you know a person and when you know Christ.
你对别人的认识可以只是理性的认识。
When you know someone, perhaps it's in your reason.
你对别人的认识可能只是伦理性的认识。
When you know someone, perhaps it's relationship.
但当你以基督的认识进到真正生命关系的时候, 那你就进在他的国度里面，成为他统治的子民。
But when you understand Christ into a real relationship, into your real life, you enter into his kingdom and become his people.
我们的主是有国度的。
Our Lord has a kingdom.
这个国度不是看得见的国度。
And his kingdom is invisible.
不是世界的国度。
It is not a kingdom of the world.
当耶稣到世界上来的时候,
so when Christ came to the world,
他很清楚地把这重要的意念交代出来。
Clearly, he gave this message to his people.
我的国不属于这个世界。
My kingdom does not belong to the earth.
如果我的国属于这个世界,
if my kingdom belongs to the world,
我的臣民就必相争。
And my people will fight among each other.
如果我的国属于这个世界,
if my kingdom belongs to the world,
我的臣民就必不把我交给人。
My people will protect me and will not give me away.
我的国不属于这个世界,
but my kingdom does not belong to the world.
我的国是永远的,
my kingdom is forever.
不是暂时界的国度,
it is not a kingdom in a temporal world.
基督很清楚地知道, 他的国度是超物质界, 超暂时界, 超受造界, 是那永恒看不见,
Christ clearly knew that his kingdom was beyond the material, beyond the temporal world, but in the eternal kingdom of God.
而他就是那国度里面的君王。
And he is the king in this kingdom.
这个君王是神自己所设立的。
And this king himself is established by God Almighty.
这个君王是神自己用他圣膏油所膏的。
And this king is anointed by God himself.
这个是我们从圣经里面清楚看出来的。
This is something we see clearly from the Bible.
在圣经里面提到圣膏的一共有三大职分。
There are three offices that have anointing.
第一个职分是什么?
What is the first one?
就是祭司要受膏。
That is the priest will be anointed.
第二个职分是什么?
Secondly,
就是君王要受膏。
Kings will be anointed.
第三个职分是什么呢?
What is the third office?
就是先知要受膏。
Prophets will be anointed.
祭司受膏, 在旧约里面有很多的例子。
There are many examples of priests being anointed in the Old Testament.
君王受膏, 几乎没有一个王是不受膏的。
All kings are also anointed.
先知受膏, 但只有一个在形式上记载下来。
And there's only one recording of a prophet being anointed.
那就是以利沙。
and it's Elijah.
先知以利亚高以利沙做先知来接替他的工作。
Elijah anointed Elisha to replace him.
那么其他的先知有没有受膏呢？
What about the rest of the prophets?
其他的先知每一个都受膏。
Every one of them were anointed.
他们受主的圣灵亲自的膏力。
They were anointed by the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
所以先知的膏力。
So the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
祭司的膏力，君王的膏力是不大一样的。
It's quite different from the anointing of the kings and the priests.
因为先知不在组织性的范围里面。
Because the prophets are not operating within a structure.
不在行政的范围里面。
They are not in administration or organization.
所以呢，就不是靠人能建立起来的。
So they are not established by human beings.
而神常常兴起一些的先知，在人不愿意的地方，人不要听的地方。把上帝那些一定要讲出话来的话把它讲出来。
And God always raised prophets to be at a place where nobody wants to listen to him to speak of the words of God.
这些先知是不受人欢迎的。
So these prophets were not welcome.
所以很少人要告他们。
So very few people want to annoy them.
当神兴起的先知的时候。
But when God raised a prophet.
无论你喜欢听你不喜欢听你都要听。
It doesn't matter whether you like what he says or not, you must listen.
无论你爱听不爱听，他都要讲。
It doesn't matter whether you like it or not, he will speak the message.
神的灵膏力他的时候。
Because when the Holy Spirit anoints him,
神的话就在他的身上。
The word of God is within him.
他就为了讨神的喜悦，把上面的道很勇敢的讲出来。
And because he wants to please God courageously, he will speak of the word of God.
有一些先知就因为这样坐监牢。
And so some prophets went to jail for this.
有一些就因为这样受了他们的逼迫。
And some were persecuted because of this.
还有许多的先知，因为你讲神的道得罪的人受逼迫之时。
And many prophets were persecuted till death because they spoke of the word of God.
以色列人是坑蒙先知。但是他们却是杀死先知的民族。
The Israelites are people that look forward to the prophets, but they are also a people who kill their own prophets.
耶稣在橄榄山上曾经摇头叹息讲一句话。
And Jesus once sighed and said this on the hill of Olives.
耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
你常杀害先知。
You always kill your own prophets.
耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。
And Jesus cried for Jerusalem. Behold,
你要成为荒场。
You will be a wilderness.
你不知道你将来的日子是怎么样。
Because you do not know the days that are to come.
耶稣最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候。
The last time Jesus entered Jerusalem.
有人对他说：“你不要去哦。”
Some people say, "Do not go."
因为希律王正等着要杀死你。
Because there's a plot to kill you.
你去很危险。
It is dangerous for you.
耶稣基督怎么回答呢？
What did Jesus say?
今日、明日，我必前行。
And today or tomorrow, I will still move forward.
第三天，论到我的事，就必成就。
On the third day that is written about me will be fulfilled.
先知丧命流血，在耶路撒冷城外面是不可能的。
Because it's not possible that the blood of a prophet will be shed outside of the gates of Jerusalem.
以色列有千百万个城市。
There are many, many, there are many, many cities in Israel.
最重要、最重要的城市就是耶路撒冷。
But the most important among them all is Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是献祭的地方。
And Jerusalem is the place where you give
your sacrifice. 耶路撒冷是神的话被传开的地方。
It's where the word of God was preached.
耶路撒冷是先知带神说话最重要的地方。
It was a place where the prophets would speak for God.
耶路撒冷也是杀害先知的地方。
But Jerusalem was also a place which killed the prophets.
这样你看见先知是被高的。
So you see that the prophets were anointed.
祭司是被高的。
So were the priests.
君王是被高的。
The kings were anointed as well.
三个职分都被高。
And all these had anointing.
但是做先知的几乎没有做祭司。
But those who are prophets never, almost never became priests.
做祭司的几乎没有做君王。
And those who were priests never became kings.
只有一个祭司曾经做过君王。
Only one priest was a king.
那是祭司制度。在以色列民族里面还没有建立起来以前
and that is before the establishment of the system of the priests
那就是墨基洗德
is Melchizedek
因为他又是最高上帝的祭司他又是撒冷王
and because he is the king of Salem and also the priest of the highest God
从此又没有祭司做君王没有君王做祭司
and after that there was no priest who was a king or a king who was a priest
有君王做先知的吗
Are there kings who were prophets?
有
Yes.
大卫是君王
David was a king.
大卫也是先知
He was a prophet as well.
但是呢几乎没有这个三个职分两个里面可以在一个人身上发现
But out of these three offices, it is rare that two will be an apostle.
除了这几个特殊的例子,
other than these few exceptions.
耶稣基督又是君王,又是祭司, 又是先知,
but Jesus Christ was the king, the priest, and the prophet.
有关于这一点,
we are not going to go into details on that.
耶稣基督是王,
Jesus was the king.
他受高利,
so he was anointed.
But 耶稣基督受高利的时候呢,
when he was anointed,
是神高利他的,
and God anointed him.
神用什么高利他呢?
What did God use?
有圣灵高利他的,
God used the Holy Spirit.
圣父以圣灵高利圣子,
so the God the Father and God the Holy Spirit anoints God the Son.
这是超越了所有的君王被高立的地位。
This gives him a status that's far beyond all kings.
因为所有以色列兴起来的王都是人所生的。
Because all Israelite kings are born of men.
只有基督是神自己所生的。
Only Christ is begotten of God.
基督为王的这个责任, 就高过所有的历史上曾经做王的人的这份。
And so when Christ is mentioned as the king, his office is higher than all human kings.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这里就说呢, 论到职就说, 上帝啊。
And so when the Bible says about the Son, he says, O God.
所以这一句话什么意思呢?
What does this word mean?
基督是有神性的君王。
That Christ is the king who is divine.
有哪一个王有神性?
Which king is divine?
王最高最高不过是最尊贵的人性。
The greatest king is just the most honorable human being.
最被尊重的人性。
A human being who has been most honored.
地位最高还不过是人。
So no matter how high the status is, he's still a human.
论到圣子的时候,
but when he talks about the Son,
他的称呼就不一样了。
The address is completely different.
上帝啊。
Oh God,
你的宝座是永远的,
your throne will last forever and ever.
这样这位道成肉身, 在地上曾经卑微做人的耶稣, 是有国度, 是有宝座的。
So this Jesus Christ who humbled himself to be human among us has a kingdom and has authority.
这一观念呢, 这以色列人是不清楚,
and this concept is very vague one among the Israelites.
基督本身是很清楚,
but to Christ he was very clear.
他重睡他不行的时候,
when everybody was sleeping and he was awake,
基督知道他是谁,
Jesus knew who he was.
他也知道他四周的人都不知道他是谁,
he also knew that everybody was ignorant about his true status.
他愿意在适当的时间告诉那些不知道他是谁的人他到底是谁。
And at the right appropriate time, he will reveal himself, and he was willing to do so.
所以我有时候想基督在地上的时候, 他做人的孤单痛苦是几乎没有人可以了解的。
So sometimes I think that Jesus has such pain and loneliness that a few of us will really understand it.
他说要做的事,
the word that he's going to be done,
人不明白,
we do not understand.
他要讲的话,
those words that he's going to speak,
人不明白,
we did not know about.
所以他要用很多的笔, 很多的时间, 才把一些重要的真理, 慢慢启示出来,
so he used a lot of parables, a lot of illustration to show us some very vital truths.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督用逐步的方式,
and Jesus used progressive methods,
神的道慢慢地向人揭明出来,
to reveal the word of God slowly to us.
他也用一步一步的方式, 把自己的身份在他的门徒中间,
and step by step he revealed his identity among his apostles.
当他上十字架的前一天,
but the day before he was to be crucified, most of the apostles still did not know who he was.
多数不明白他的身份, 他的国度, 他们与他的关系到底是什么?
And most still did not know about his identity, his kingdom, and their relationship with Christ.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们观念中间的弥赛亚, 跟他的国度乃是属世的, 是暂时的。
Because in their concept, the Messiah is earthly, is temporal.
所以他们跟随耶稣基督, 甚至带着一个错误的动机, 政治理想的动机, 来跟随耶稣。
So when they followed Jesus Christ, their motivation was political and was wrong.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为以色列人常年受灾难。
Because the Israelites were suffering all from generations to generations. They were conquered by foreigners. And many great armies slaughtered their people.
所以他们里面有羞耻, 有痛恨, 有自卑, 有失望。
So there's humiliation inside them, there's anger, there's disappointment.
But
there's something special about these people.
宗教其他民族的信仰不同。
They are different from many other people and many other faiths.
以色列人对神的信心坚固到一个地步。
The faith of the Israelites towards God was strong.
他们不会因为民族受难就离开上帝。
They will not leave God just because they were suffering.
他们不会因为他们受到外国的侵害，他们就放弃信仰。
They will not let go of their faith just because they were conquered and invaded.
他们被掳去的时候，
when they were captured,
他们离开他们的家园，
and when they left their place,
他们仍旧拿着他们的琴，
they brought their lyre,
在河边唱诗，
and they sang beside the river.
唱什么呢？
What did they sing?
唱古时他们祖宗的信仰。
They sing about their faith in their past.
他们绝对不忘记他们的神。
Absolutely, they will not forget their God.
昼夜求告耶和华。
From day and night, they pray to their God.
直到今天，你到以色列、到耶路撒冷城去的时候
，After today, if you were to visit Jerusalem or Israel,
你看见那一个有一个哭墙
，You will see the wailing wall.
每天有很多犹太人在哭墙那边祷告。
A lot of Jews will be praying in front of the wall.
为什么在那里祷告呢
？Why are they praying?
照样求耶和华上帝纪念他们。
They are asking that the Lord remember them.
他们受苦受难的时候，他们更亲近上帝。
While they are suffering, they get closer to God.
今天有许多肤浅信仰的人士。
And today there are many shallow beliefs out there.
受一点苦就抵挡上帝。
When they have a little bit of problem, they oppose God.
埋怨上帝。
And they grumble against God.
离开上帝。
They leave God.
因为他要的上帝就是上帝的福气，上帝的恩典。不是要上帝的本身。
Because all they want is the blessings and grace of God, not God Himself.
这是很可怜的信仰。
And this is a pathetic faith.
很可怜的信仰。
A pathetic one.
犹太人不是如此。
The Jews were not like this.
犹太人在苦难中间的时候。
So when in the midst of suffering,
求上帝救他们。
They will ask that God save them.
那么上帝什么时候救他们？
When will God deliver them?
神锻炼这个民族啊，是用很严格的办法锻炼。
And God used very stern methods to train these people.
当他们杀害先知之后。
So after After they've killed the prophets,
突然间停止一段时间，不把先知赐下来。
Suddenly God stopped for a period of time not to give them any prophets.
那就产生了新旧约之间的空间了。
And there is a gap between the Old and the New Testament.
旧约的最后一个先知是谁呢？
Who is the last prophet of the Old Testament?
谁啊？马拉基。
Malachi.
新约第一个出来传讲道的先知是谁啊？
What about the first prophet in the New Testament?
谁？施洗约翰
，John the Baptist，
马拉基到施洗约翰
，From Malachi to John the Baptist，
这中间有多少年没有先知？你知道
？How many years were there without prophets？
有四百年没有先知
，About 400 years。
上帝就把以色列好像放弃掉一样。
All of a sudden, God seemed to have abandoned Israel.
等耶和华差遣先知来。
They waited for prophets from God.
上帝不差派。
And God did not send any.
所以我告诉你
，So let me tell you this，
神有话领导你。
If the word of God is upon you,
你要注意听，
you must listen carefully.
你要谦卑听，
you must listen with humility.
你要领受着听，
you must accept it with humility.
神不赐下话语来的时候，
because if God refused to give you His word,
你怎么求也没有办法。
It doesn't matter how hard
you try. 你可能等几百年没有这样的事。
You may wait for decades and centuries.
旧有新有之间的空间有四百年。
So there's 400 years between the Old and the New Testament.
那么在那一段时间呢，他们不是单单求先知，他们更求弥赛亚快快来。
Not only did they ask for the prophets, they look forward to the Messiah.
他们说盼望的弥赛亚是怎样一位弥赛亚？
But what kind of Messiah did they look for?
在旧约与新约中间，那个犹太人的基督观、弥赛亚观念就发展成三大派。
There are three different concepts of the Messiah in that gap.
第一派的人就在巴比伦的地区发展起来。
The first was developed from Babylon.
第二派就在亚历山大的地区发展起来。
The second from Alexandria.
第三派就在犹太本体的地区发展起来。
And the third is from Judea itself.
那么亚历山大就是这个北非的一个港口。
Alexandria is a port in North Africa.
巴比伦就是被掳的地方，后来在那里有一些人没有回来，继续传宗接代下去。
Babylon refers to the Jews who were captured and stayed there.
那么这三派的思想有相同的地方，有不同的地方。
There are similarities and differences between all three.
还有一些不大重要的，就是在希腊的地区发展的，在欧洲的地方。
And there are some minor theories from Greece.
他们就讨论，他们就从圣经里面去解释。 到底弥赛亚来的时候应当是怎么样的。
All these people discuss and try to see from the scripture what the Messiah is going to be like.
弥赛亚要怎样拯救以色列人呢？
How can he save the Israelites?
一定要有权柄大的不得了才可以的。
Surely he must have great authority and power.
他一定有很大的军事的力量才可以。
Surely he must have great military power.
否则他怎么能够替以色列血耻呢？
Or else how can he remove the humiliation for the Israelites?
他怎么能够替以色列的民族争气呢？
How can he fight for the Israelites?
他怎么能够复兴以色列人在政治上国际的失败呢？
How can he revive the political position of the Israelites?
这种观念呢，深深种在耶稣的门徒的心里面。
And so such concept is deeply rooted in the hearts of the apostles.
耶稣对门徒讲道，讲道，每天跟他们在一起三年半的时间。他们还没有完全转过来。
So Jesus preached to them for 3.5 years every single day, but they did not turn around.
当耶稣升天的那一天
，When Jesus ascended into heaven,
他要离开地面，回到父那里去了。
When he was about to leave the earth back to the Father,
他的门徒问他一句话
，The apostles asked him,
那么你复兴以色列国就是这个时候
？Is this the time where you will revive the kingdom of Israel?
表示他们还在想。真正的弥赛亚一定要给以色列国政治上复兴才可以的。
This means that they still believe that the true Messiah must revive the kingdom of Israel.
他们还没有看见耶稣做完这件事情，怎么可以去呢
？So they did not see Jesus as king, so he surely should not leave them.
所以这400年发展出来的弥赛亚观。
So this idea of Messiah for the past 4 centuries.
政治性的弥赛亚。
It's a political Messiah.
是复仇性的弥赛亚
，It's a Messiah of revenge.
是军事性的弥赛亚
，It's a military Messiah.
我们是需要的是怎么样的一位弥赛亚呢
？What kind of Messiah do we need?
是政治的
，A political one.
是军事的
，A one that's military.
是复仇的
，One that will have vengeance.
是战胜仇敌的
，A one that will have victory over his enemies.
是带我们打仗的
，He will lead us into battle.
他们就每天祷告
，So every day they pray.
弥赛亚来吧。
弥赛亚的
弥赛亚来吧
，Come Messiah，
以马内利来临
，Emmanuel，
上帝啊，与我们同在
，God is with us，
弥赛亚来吧
，Come Messiah。
那么这个弥赛亚怎么样呢
？But what kind of Messiah is this？
再查全部的圣经
，When they look into the Bible again，
这个弥赛亚可能是生在伯利恒
，And this Messiah will live in Bethlehem。
这个弥赛亚一定是大卫的子孙
，And it surely will be the descendant of David。
这个弥赛亚要成为军队的元首。
And he will be the general of the army.
这个弥赛亚要出去征战。
And he will go out and fight battles.
这个弥赛亚英勇的打仗，打胜许多的仇敌。
And this Messiah will have victory over all his enemies.
结果呢，有一派的人就说，这位弥赛亚结果自己就战死在战场上。
And some people say this Messiah will die in the battlefield.
那有一些说弥赛亚是不能死的，所以他不应该战死。
And some people say no, the Messiah will never die.
这几派不同的思想就发展出他们自己的弥赛亚的神学出来了。
So there are different schools of thought and there are different ideas of the Messiah.
使约翰到世界上来传道的时候
，But when John the Baptist appeared,
看啊，上帝的羔羊
，and said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽
，He who will remove the sins of the world.
约翰许多的门徒就离开约翰。归到耶稣那里去了。
Many of the disciples of John left him and went with Jesus.
那么这样，约翰不是变成一个要退休的人了吗
？Does that mean that John the Baptist will retire?
他才30岁，刚刚做半年，人家就跑到那边去，这边空了怎么办呢
？He was only 30 years old, and all his disciples left him.
这个伟大的神的仆人
，But this was a great servant of God.
他必兴旺。我必衰微。
He said, "He must increase, I must decrease."
这些话只有被圣灵充满的人才能讲出来。
These words can only be spoken by a person filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的神的仆人
，This sort of servant of God,
很少看到。
It's very rare indeed.
去吧
，Go.
你跟对耶稣就跟对了。
Follow Jesus.
他必兴旺。
He must increase.
我必衰微。
I must decrease.
这些就跟随耶稣了。
And so all of them followed him.
但是他们那个观念没有改变。
But they did not change the concept.
所以他们跟耶稣的动机起先都是错的。
So their motivation was wrong in the beginning.
因为他想跟随了耶稣以后呢
？Because they thought if I follow Jesus,
就是等做王位四周的宰相。
I will be one of the many officials when Jesus became king.
就可以在耶稣基督的国度里面分一个很大的位分。
And in his kingdom, I will have a big share.
所以呢，这犹大想，我一定做财政部长。
And so Judas thinks he's going to be the finance minister.
彼得说的，我一定做外交部长。
And Peter wanted to be minister of foreign affairs.
因为我的口才特别好。
Because I'm articulate.
那么呢，这个安德烈 他心里想我做关系公关部长
and Andrew Bobby will be in PR
那么其他的人呢可以做这个部长那个部长大概耶稣选十二个就是预备他做王的时候十二个部长
if Bobby think that Jesus selected 12 apostles for 12 ministerial
posts 部长受设立了可能彼得就能兼做宰相
And then Peter probably will become the prime minister.
不但如此呢,
Not only that.
很多人一直在等等耶稣真的做王应当谁做正副宰相左右丞相呢?
And so many people wanted to ask who will be the left and right hand man of Jesus Christ when he becomes king.
天下母亲都为孩子的前途操心。
And all the mothers are worried about the future of the children.
所以雅各跟什么约翰的妈妈就到耶稣面前来了。
And so the mother of John and James came before
Christ. 哎呀，主啊
，said God，
如果你做王的时候
，if when you become king，
不要忘记我的两孩子跟你念神学三年半了。
Do not forget that my children study theology with you.
让他们一个做左相，做右相，我就做母亲的就活在世界很甘愿了。
I will be very happy if both of them are become your right hand and left hand man.
为什么他敢这么讲呢
？Why did she dare to say this？
因为他和耶稣有亲戚啊。
Because she was a relation.
这个就像东方人亲戚替亲戚讲话。
It's like talking about your relations.
拉关系找地位。
And you try to find relation to try to
create. 秦代风的一个风气。
It's a nepotism.
耶稣基督说呢，我的父要把这份给谁，不是我所知道。
And Jesus Christ said, I will not know how my father will give positions to the people.
我问你，
But let me ask you this.
我所喝的杯，你会喝吗？
That you drink of the cup that I drink.
我所受的洗，你会受吗？
When you go through the baptism that I will receive.
意思就是说，
In other words,
你到底明白不明白受苦的荣耀的次序？
Do you understand the priorities between suffering and glorification?
所以你注意看啊，在基督与门徒的观念中间。
So in the concept between Christ and the apostles.
那个国度。
The concept of kingdom.
权柄。
Authority.
宝座
throne
治理
the ruling
这些的差别是大的不得了
there's big differences in the concepts of all these
things 他们说看见的是地上的国度
all of them look at the kingdom of the earth
基督说看见的是永远的国度
but Christ look at the kingdom that's eternal
他们说看见的是暂时的宝座
all of them saw a temporal throne
基督的宝座是永远的宝座
but the throne of Christ was eternal
所以耶稣说我的国不属于这个世界
and so Christ said that my kingdom does not belong to the earth
我的国不属于这个世界
my kingdom is not of the earth
我的国是在另外一个世界里面的国度
My kingdom is not in another world
他们还不能明白
And they could not understand him
后来谁这些明白的
Who was the person who first understood that
十字架旁边那个得救的强盗最明白基督国度的
It was the robber who was hanging beside Jesus Christ
我每次想到那个强盗我很非常想念他
Every time I think about this robber, I miss him very much.
因为我从过去都很羡慕他。
Because I admire him greatly.
我以后到天堂见了耶稣以后，可能我先找他，才找保罗、彼得。
After I go to heaven and meet Jesus Christ, maybe I look for him first before the apostles. Why?
因为他是耶稣流宝血在世界大战十字架上第一个被洗净的人。
Because he's the first person that was cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus on earth.
耶稣为人类死一个，第一个带进乐园的人。
And he was the first person Jesus brought into the paradise.
我相信的，彼得如果没有大光照耀他，他根本不会悔改。保罗。
Without a great enlightenment from God, Paul probably will not be repentant.
彼得如果没有三年跟随主，可能他不会那么认识耶稣。
And the apostle Peter, if not for the 3.5 years he had with Jesus, probably he did not know him.
十字架上那一个得救的强盗，怎么可能认识耶稣到那个清楚的地步？
But the robber who was hanging beside Jesus knew him very well.
你得国降临的时候，
when your kingdom comes,
求你纪念我。
Remember me.
他知道有一天耶稣一定做王。
He knew that one day Jesus would become king.
在地上他没有做王。
On earth he was not a king.
在地上他的国度看不见。
His kingdom was invisible.
在地上他没有宝座。
On the earth he doesn't have a throne.
但是他有个永远的宝座。
But he had an eternal kingdom.
他有个永远的国度。
He had an eternal throne.
我今天要死了。
I'm going to die today.
他也要死了。
And he's going to die too.
他起先不明白，以为耶稣是普通的囚犯。
At first he didn't realize that Jesus, he thought he was a
sinful man.
He was a common man.
但是他在被定的时候,
But when he was crucified,
在那边咒诅耶稣,
the other person cursed him and laughed at him.
Even 反省自己,
but he started thinking himself.
结果他发现,
and then he realized this is no ordinary person.
我为什么讥笑他?
Why am I laughing at you?
他在十字架上,
he was on the cross
痛苦的中间,
and he was in pain.
没有咒骂人,
he did not curse at others.
他没有为别人求上帝降灾,
he didn't ask God for disasters upon people.
他为罪人求上帝赦罪的恩典,
but on the other hand, he asked that God forgive them. So suddenly he turned around.
他的信心是什么信心?
What kind of faith did he have?
透过基督所受的羞辱, 看见神绝对的荣耀的信心。
His faith is a faith to see the eternal glory of God through the humiliation of Jesus Christ.
透过基督不自卑的软弱, 看见神绝对的大能。